This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now a short course in financial scam prevention, courtesy of a reformed con man. As a young fellow, Frank Abagnale famously swindled people by posing as a doctor, an airline pilot, a federal prisons official. If you saw the movie Catch Me If You Can, that was a version of Mr. Abagnale's early life story. Now, for more than four decades, Abagnale served as a corporate security consultant. His new book, Scam Me If You Can, is about strategies to protect ourselves. Welcome.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Now, you describe in the book, you use a phrase. What was it? Putting you in the ether? That's about sort of playing to your emotions so you're not using the other side of your brain.
Absolutely. And sometimes it's the very quick scare tactics. One of the most common is if this is the IRS, you owe us back taxes. If you don't pay immediately, we'll have to put a lien on your property and your bank account. Sometimes the grandparent scam where they claim they've arrested your grandson for a DWI and that if he doesn't post bail in the next 2 hours, he'll have to spend the weekend in jail. And you can do that over the phone. No matter how sophisticated the scam is or how amateur it is, it all comes down to there has to be two red flags. At some point, I'm going to tell you that you need to send me money, but it must be immediately. Or they're going to, at some point, ask you for information. What's your Social Security number? What's your date of birth? Where do you bank?
So, Frank, if you personally had an older relative who's living alone, what steps would you personally take to protect them from these fraudsters? You'd teach them about these two things. If they need money immediately or they start asking about personal information, those are the flags?
Absolutely. If you remember those red flags, you know, you didn't solicit the call. So if I say I'm your bank, everything's fine until in the conversation I say, can you give me the three digits on the back of your credit card or can you give me your account number? That's when you need to hang up the phone, turn the credit card over, call the number on the back of the card. There is nothing wrong with being skeptical. Actually, it's a virtue. So you should question things certainly at the time where you're going to depart with any of your money or you're departing with any of your personal information.
Now, I don't want to be defeatist or cynical here, but do you really think it's in our control to keep these scammers at bay if they're just going to hack the information anyway?
I have always believed until this day that education is the most powerful tool to fighting crime. The truth is the majority of people are honest, and because they're honest, they don't have a deceptive mind. And I remind people all the time, I know I can be scammed. I'm not foolish enough to think that I can't be. Anybody can be scammed. So if you're scammed, it's nothing to be embarrassed about, but you need to tell somebody because if you don't tell someone, they just keep scamming and go on to scam somebody else.
Frank Abagnale's early life was portrayed by Leonardo DiCaprio in the film Catch Me If You Can. His latest book is called Scam Me If You Can, Simple Strategies to Outsmart Today's Ripoff Artists. Mr. Abagnale, thank you.
Thank you for having me.